This is how the adversary is going to try to deceive you or mislead you. He says, for if he who comes, or if someone else comes who preaches another Jesus or a pseudo Jesus whom we have not preached, or if he or she comes and you receive a different spirit, which is not the Holy Spirit, which you have not received, he says, they're going to preach to you a different gospel, which you have not accepted. You may well be put up with it. He says, it's not even the fact that they're going to come at you. It's the fact that you are willing to put up with it. He says, they'll teach you about a different Jesus, that Jesus loves you, loves you, loves you, loves you, loves you, loves you, loves you. So he never expects anything different of him. He'll never allow you to go to hell. He's already paid everything for you. You can just live any old kind of way you want to live because you got grace, and grace covers everything you do. Grace does not empower you or license you to sin. Grace empowers you, enables you to overcome sin every single time. When it comes knocking on your door, it sees a sign. There is no entrance here. When they'll talk to you about a different Holy Spirit, they'll say that they're spiritual. Well, which means that they can be influenced by all kinds of spirits. It does not necessarily mean that they are being influenced, but are led, are directed, are guided by the Holy Spirit. And they'll teach you a different kind of doctrine other than the fact that Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. No man gets to the Father except through him. They'll tell you that there's all kind of ways to God. There's all kind of ways to get into heaven. And God loves you so much, he'll never send you to hell. You're 100%. God will never send you to hell. He will honor your decision to go. Why would somebody ever make a decision to go to hell? Because the moment that you rejected Jesus Christ, the moment you rejected what he did for you on the cross, the moment you made a decision to say, I have a zeal for God, but I'm not going to do it God's way. I'm going to present another way to God, and that's how I'm going to have the righteousness of God. He says the moment you make a decision to come up with your own way of doing things apart from his, you have already made a decision that hell will be your home. He didn't have to make a decision for you. He didn't have to send you there. You made a decision on your own to go there yourself.